I don't think it was done on purpose, but I can't otherwise explain it, that the last time I stood here, I began by saying, I hate it when daylight savings time ends. Rejoice. 8 hours ago, it began all over again. Welcome back, daylight savings time. How we have missed you. No more waking up in the dark. No more lying in bed trying to figure out what day it is and what this day is likely to be like. Waking up in the dark never started me off in a good mood. And when that happens, for me at least, it can only get worse. I've always liked waking up when it was already light outside. Among other things, this meant that breakfast was not far away. Growing up in my family, I was the only member who ate breakfast. Still today, it is by far my favorite meal of the day. Bacon. Ah, bacon. Bacon, eggs, sausage, toast. All those foods I like for a proper start to the day. But let me confess that I'm actually a breadaholic. I really do like bread. There's no kind of bread I don't like. And to me, a meal isn't really a meal unless there's some kind of bread on the menu. I grew up eating fresh, homemade bread. Until one day at the dinner table, my mother announced that there would be no more homemade bread. It was too much trouble to make, she said, when only one person, my father, liked it. And from then on, we had what was called baker's bread. Now, have you figured out where I'm going with all this? Somewhat depending upon the power of your memory these days, you may recall that the opening collect prayed for Jesus coming to be the true bread which gives life. Bread has been a staple food for generations. Just think of all the different kinds of bread there are in the supermarkets today. As soon as people learn to make flour from kernels of wheat, they made bread. It became the all but indispensable food for even primitive people. So that the next time you pick up a roll or a slice of bread, remember that you're only doing what has been done since the most primitive of times. And just as bread is recognized as the food of life, so Jesus came to be recognized as the real thing, the true bread. Just as bread is that which helps sustain our bodies, so Jesus is the one who gives us true life. That is, life abundant. an abundance not of silver or gold, but an abundance of love and concern and helpfulness, an abundance of life that is full and rich with a new relationship with God and with a new relationship with mankind. He is the true bread, the one who gives his life to the world. Evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him. Wheat, bread, life in Christ, and life abundant. You may be familiar with a story out of the Middle Ages from Holland entitled The Lady of Stavoren. Once upon a time, on the shores of the Zuider Zee, in the northern province in Holland, there was a port city known as Stavoren. It was one of the wealthiest cities of Europe during the late Middle Ages. And among the wealthy merchants of the town was one woman whose husband had died years before. She inherited his fortune and then became richer still, and everyone spoke of her fabulous wealth and beauty. One day, a famous captain, sea captain, visited the city. He bowed before her and held out a gift. "Dearest lady," he said, "I want you to have this beautiful ring." The stone was huge and it sparkled as brightly as the sun. The lady was impressed with its beauty.
"Lovely," she said. And then she looked down at the ground. "Thank you so much, though I do wish..."
"You wish for what?" the captain interrupted her. He had so wanted to please her, and he hoped to give her anything she wanted.
"I wish someone would bring me the most precious thing in all the world," she said softly, and truly this is what she most desired.
"But what is that?" the captain asked, perplexed.
The lady smiled. "Ah, I do not know, but I shall know it when I see it," she said.
The captain bowed to her and said, "I promise you, dear lady, when next I return from my travels, I shall bring you the most precious thing in the world." And so he set off on his journey and sailed far and wide. Always when he reached a new port, he searched in the markets and in the villages and in the city squares for something more precious than all the other gifts in the world. And then one day, in a country he had never visited before, he came upon an old crumbling barn. When he peered inside, he felt inspired. Suddenly, he knew exactly what the most precious gift in all the world was, for the barn was filled with something more precious than jewels or brocades. He quickly called his men and instructed them to load the ship, and then they set sail for Stavoren. The lady of Stavoren heard that a ship was heading into port, and and she hurried down to the wharf.
"Tell me, Captain," she cried, "I can't wait any longer. What did you bring me?"
When the captain landed, he hurried to the lady. "I have brought you the most precious thing in the world," he said, and offered his hand. "Come aboard and see for yourself." And so the lady stepped on board and followed the captain to the hold.
"What is this?" she cried, when she saw sacked floor to ceiling, sacks full of seeds. "How could you insult me so?"
"But my lady," the captain said, "this is wheat, and there is nothing so precious in all the world as the bread that feeds us."
"How dare you," she cried. "Throw it into the sea," she said to the captain's crew.
"My lady, no," the captain said. "If you insist, my men will do this, but only sorrow will come to our city. You must understand that the bread that feeds us is far more precious than anything else in the world."
The lady pulled the ruby ring from her finger and flung it into the water, where the strong current swiftly carried it to sea. "Sorrow will no sooner come to this city than my ruby ring will return to me." And with that, she commanded the men to toss the sacks of wheat into the sea.
They had no choice. Their hearts bursting with sadness, the men heaved the wheat overboard. The next evening, the lady sat down at her table to enjoy a feast. When she sliced the fish on the plate before her, she gasped, for there inside the fish lay her ruby ring.
"This cannot be," she whispered.
She quickly hid the ring from her guests and servants, for no one must know that the ruby ring had returned to her. But that very night, many ships were lost at sea in a terrible storm. And within weeks, the wheat at the bottom of the harbor had begun to grow. As it did, sand gathered between the stalks, and soon sand filled the harbor. And before long, large ships could not enter, for the sandbar grew and grew. What once was the liveliest and wealthiest port of Europe grew smaller and poorer, and everyone said it was the fault of the Lady of Stavoren, who did not understand how precious is the bread that feeds us. Amen.